We now turn to Senator Patrick Leahy. He joins us by phone from Washington. When George W. Bush signed the Patriot Act reauthorization earlier this month, very little attention was given to the fact that he issued his own so-called signing statement along with signing the bill. That signing statement gave him himself the authority to pick and choose which parts of the Patriot Act he was going to actually adhere to. Patrick Leahy, Senator Leahy from Vermont, was one of the only people who pointed that out and has been trying to draw attention to the signing statement, and he joins us by phone this morning. Senator Leahy, thanks very much for being with us.
Happy to be with you.
Am I actually talking to you in Vermont or in D.C.?
No, I'm in D.C. We've been, we're back in session. I had a chance to spend much of last week in Vermont, and they brought me kicking and screaming on the airplane to bring me back here.
I understand. Now, the signing statement issue is something that I've been trying to draw attention to because it seems to me to be kind of contrary to the way that our government works. The Senate, the president is not supposed to be able to decide when he signs a piece of legislation whether or not he's actually going to abide by all parts of that legislation. What is the justification that they've been giving for doing this?
Well, they claim it's some kind of a unitary executive theory. This is crazy. There's no such thing. It's basically saying the president's above the law. He'll decide what laws he'll enforce, what laws he'll follow, and he'll decide what laws he doesn't. Unfortunately, when you have a rubber stamp Congress, a Republican-controlled House and Senate, that won't stand up to him, that let him go do whatever he wants, he gets away with it. One example, with great fanfare, they signed the anti-torture legislation, though some big deal, saying that the United States would live up to its principles and not torture people. And John McCain and the president and everybody else appeared there and said, this is wonderful. Of course, about 2 days later, we very quietly signed, however, I'll decide which parts of this apply to my administration. In other words, I'll do whatever I want to do, and the heck with your law. The Patriot Act, we negotiated a number of changes in it. In fact, I was one of the ones that negotiated a number of changes in it, but I still did not vote for it because I did not trust them to even follow the changes they had negotiated with us.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they didn't. The president signed it. Big fanfare, nice photo op, the picture in every newspaper in the state showing a number of senators congratulating the president and themselves with the signing. But then he quietly says, however, I'm going to pick and choose which parts I'm going to follow. Well, you know, we're a democracy. We became a democracy because we didn't like the rule of King George.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to be able to have three branches of government and have checks and balances, and that's worked pretty well for the history of this country. This is the first president who has tried to take the power to himself and say the courts don't count and the Congress doesn't count because, after all, they're my people.
The thing that is particularly frustrating about what he did with the Patriot Act, and it was frustrating on the torture amendment as well, is that it's the hypocrisy of signing something with all the reporters there in great fanfare and then quietly issuing the signing statement afterwards that says, oh, by the way, I had my fingers crossed.
No president ever does. I mean, you have signing statements usually, which are kind of hortatory things with whatever piece of legislation president signs, usually it's something the president likes, taking credit for a lot of it. Both Democrats and Republicans do that and say, isn't this a wonderful thing? And by the way, I'm beefing up the Department of whatever to make sure we follow it. But I can't find anything in history where presidents have just time and time and time again said, but I don't tend to follow it. Now, we have a provision. If a president doesn't like a law passed and doesn't want to follow it, veto the law.
Right, that's the way it works in the Constitution.
We have he's got a two-thirds, takes two-thirds to overturn it. He practically owns the Congress. He's got his henchmen, even though he's lost his position as majority leader. He's got Tom DeLay there, do whatever he wants him to do, and others. They're never going to override his veto, but It is not only wrong in the law, it's an arrogance in a presidency that I can't find an example in history. And it's also a terrible indictment of the Republican-led Congress in not being independent. I give you an example where they can be independent. During Franklin Roosevelt's time as president, extraordinarily popular president, wartime, pulling us out of the Depression, and he has an overwhelming Democratic majority in the Senate, and he tries to pack the courts, and the Senate said, no, you can't do that. You can't undermine checks and balances and stop them.
Mm-hmm.
This Republican-controlled Congress says, yes, sir, sorry we even question you. Go ahead and do whatever you want. And that's wrong. And the people are, and actually, ultimately, the president is hurt by this, because when you find no checks and balances, then you just wade into mistake after mistake after mistake. We saw it in Katrina. We obviously have seen it in the run-up to the Iraq War, and since the Iraq War started, we've seen an administration that inherited the largest surplus in the nation's history, has turned into the largest deficit, so much so that a family of four owes $120,000 just to pay off the debt.
Mm.
And we're now allowing China and Saudi Arabia and Japan and countries like that to really hold our fiscal policy hostage because we owe them so much money.
Senator Patrick Leahy, thank you for joining us this morning, especially on short notice. We really appreciate it.
Great to be with you, and keep on the air. Thank goodness you're there.
I will do. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, who is the only member of the Senate so far who has been trying to raise the alarm about this issue of signing statements. The president signing bills and keeping his fingers crossed behind his back while he's signing them, basically saying, yes, this is going to become law because Congress makes law and I'm going to sign it, but at the same time, he's passing these signing statements that says, oh, and by the way, I don't think that certain portions of this law apply to me. He did it in the torture bill. He said, sure, I'll sign this law that outlaws torture, but I still reserve the right to torture. And now very quietly, which we wouldn't even know about it unless Senator Leahy had raised the alarm, he very quietly did it on the Patriot Act reauthorization. Reauthorized the Patriot Act. It had elements of it that said that Congress needs to be informed by the president about how the Patriot Act is being used. President Bush just said, you know what, I don't consider myself to be bound by those portions of the law that tell me I need to keep Congress informed. Members of the House starting to raise some questions about it. Senator Pat Leahy leading the way in the Senate. But this is a sleeper issue and one that is very, very, very fundamentally wrong in Washington.